MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Tanya now with Tanya Mungwe, Head Responsible Investment Research at Old Mutual Investment Group. Tanya, appreciate the time this morning. You guys are selling down on some gold, upping your PGM exposures. Let's touch on gold first. You make the point that gold is playing its traditional role as a defensive asset, but the sort of perhaps we've reached peak uncertainty, and certainly news overnight, maybe there's peace in the Middle East. Gold is done what it said in the sticker, but doesn't look like we're heading for the crises of perhaps 2001, 2008.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, I think gold has had a very, very good run, and all the geopolitical risks. I mean, I think, yeah, there could still be a little bit of fuel in there for gold, but I think we are certainly closer to the top at the moment. I think we're relatively closer to the top in terms of the gold price.
I mean, and to the point, I mean, this is not a sort of like thinking, well, you know, gold's going to collapse and, I don't know, go back to some or other price. This is just a sense of it's done what it said in the sticker. I'm looking at stocks like AngloGold Ashanti. They've more than doubled this year. They're up about 120 odd percent. It's really been a good trade, and it's time, as always, at some point you need to exit even the good ones.
Even the good ones. And that's it, right? So, I mean, looking at gold since September 2022, it's gone up over 110%, and the equities have followed suit. So yes, closer to the top, I think there are better opportunities. And we're looking at PGMs as, you know, the unappreciated commodity market over the next few years.
Absolutely. PGMs have been very much unloved. We've seen a bit of a rally in the last few weeks around that. Part of that story is that the EV growth perhaps is not as spectacular as many had predicted and expected.
Yes, I think if we go back a few years ago, we saw accelerated momentum growth in electric vehicles. It was said to be sort of a J-curve. I think we're starting to see the cracks in the model a little bit, the price of EVs, the cost of batteries, the demand side for EVs. And I think just looking at some of the regulations, particularly Europe, where they've got, you know, by 2035, they want to have to only be 100% electric vehicles. It's starting to, I don't think that roadmap is playing out as expected. We've already started to see regulation being shifted in terms of emissions targets. You know, you're looking at the OEMs and the investments that they've had to do for the transition. It's slower than expected. I think we're moving more toward an S-curve as opposed to the J-curve. And I think that still shows that there's a little bit of momentum there for your traditional ICE vehicles, so a little bit of demand for PGMs. But I think with the PGM story, it's more on the supply side. Mm-hmm. When you've got demand falling slower than expected, but you've got supply actually going off a cliff toward the end of the decade, we're actually seeing the market going more into a deficit.
I've chatted with the Platinum Council before. They've certainly talked around a supply deficit in platinum, and that's been their story for a while. But I mean, this is to your point, perhaps a longer term issue rather than also, I mean, just an immediate, but also over the years ahead, where the supply is just not perhaps going to be quite as strong as many had hoped or needed.
Absolutely, I think, you know, short term, you're going to have your ups and your downs. But I think the longer term story for PGMs is, you know, I think there's still going to be significant demand. And I think we're going to see a price reaction just because we kind of see deficits are going to the end of the decade. And it is particularly driven by the underinvestment into new supply and the slower growth in BEV penetration.
And this is kind of sort of what happens with commodities is at the when prices are under significant pressure, as we've seen with PGMs, is production gets taken out of the market. And you know, that just happens because you can't do it economically. There's not much green or brown fields. And it kind of almost self-corrects in a sense.
It does. And I mean, it takes a while to start up, to build a new mine, to build up new production, to invest in new capacity. And you need the right incentive price to do so. And we've not seen that. We've not seen that for the past few. And the capex that you're seeing is sort of more replacement capex as opposed to growth capex. So I think there's going to be a supply story and a supply shortage toward the end of the decade in this market. And the recycling market as well. I mean, it's kind of the chicken the egg thing. You need growth in car sales to build up the recycling market, and that's also been a bit under pressure over the past few years.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually looking into that over the weekend. Recycling has been under massive pressure. I want to talk some stocks before I quickly do. Back to the EVs. It's not that EVs are going away. It's just that they're perhaps, I mean, I think you say that, you know, targets perhaps more closer to 40% than the previously 60% projected. It's just a slowdown in that a growth of them, as you said, that 2035 target looking overly optimistic perhaps.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think China is the one to look out for. If there's one country that probably can make those targets, it is China. They've been growing like amazingly in the electric vehicle market. And looking at alternatives as well, like hydrogen fuel cells, to see how that market grows. But in terms of batteries at the moment, specifically looking at Europe, it still feels like we're a long way away. We are a long way away from the 2035 targets, for sure.
You say you're cutting down on gold, so you're putting some of that then into PGM exposure. Is it? Correct. I mean, do you have a preferred counter there? Is it sort of across the board of local PGM miners? Or are you looking perhaps even beyond our borders?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the moment we like the more the platinum rhodium plays.
Mm-hmm.
And we always look at quality within that sector. So we will look at your Northams, your Volterras. But I mean, at the end of the day, if you've got a good balance sheet, strong cash flows, good in terms of M&A risk, you're more on the lower risk side of it. And then across the board, I think we're just positive on the entire sector. So much like the gold companies, when the commodity runs, the equities follow. But we do have our preferred rankings even within the PGM clusters.
And I take your point. I mean, ultimately, they will rise, but I do like your point around M&A risks. That's always something to keep an eye out. We'll leave it there. That's Tana Mongwe, Head Responsible Investment Research, Old Mutual Investment Group. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.